Samitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Asvatyane Shvatadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
In the beginning I have good news for you. From tomorrow onwards the weather will be cooler. This is not just positive thinking, but it is a meteorological fact. Yes. Yesterday, we were trying to come to the understanding that deep within us are some core beliefs or deep samskaras, impressions in our mind, which unconsciously or consciously guide us. We were explaining that most of these deep beliefs are not really helpful for our spiritual life. And we were suggesting that devotees become aware of these things, these deep conceptions, and replace them, if they are not helpful of course, with better or deeper Krishna conscious understandings. This was more or less the sum and substance of yesterday's presentation. Today I want to continue a little bit onwards and then go into the real part of the seminar, which is a wonderful instruction, or could we say, which is wonderful knowledge, how to contact the Lord within the heart. What I will explain now is something, if you want to take notes, it's good to take notes with. There are other ways how you can become aware of these deep core beliefs inside of you. For instance, you could write a diary. Writing a diary is a wonderful way to become aware of your life. You can easily learn who you are, what you believe in, when you write a diary. It also helps you to focus or concentrate a little bit on the essential things of life. Somehow or other, diary writing is more used by women than by men, but there are many men who do write diaries, like Franz Kafka, all kinds of authors, like Satswarup Maharaj, many devotees who are just like us. Srila Prabhupada has encouraged us to write a diary. He said, every day just write, even if it is only one sentence. It will help you to bring out your realizations. Another way of writing a diary is you can write a letter to Prabhupada or to Krishna, or you can write also a letter to people with whom you are in contact. It helps you to go a little bit deeper, and you can ask yourself easily the question, where am I at? Another thing is, this is what Satsvarup Maharaj does, freestyle writing. You write whatever comes to your mind. You will be impressed, because writing in the freestyle method can sometimes bring you in contact with the things you usually don't express. Now, why is this good? This is good because it can help you to understand a little bit what guides and controls you. Most of us live such a superficial life because we don't know how dependent we are on our moods, which swing, bang, 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 and become totally controlled by them. Another thing which is recommended is to take a brief look, let me repeat, a brief look at your horoscope. It can sometimes help you to understand with what kind of personality, of material personality, you are dealing. You can understand your machine better. You can understand your possibilities better. And more than anything, you can understand your mind better, how it works. Please remember that what we are talking about is we want to control our minds a little bit and not become so much controlled by our minds, because when we have controlled our minds, we can much easier see God. But if the monkey of our mind is always making glue 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 noise, he can't hear the Lord. You can review your day. When you lie in bed, you have 3 minutes where you usually just wait until brother sleep comes from behind your cushion and takes you by the hand and brings you into the land of the forgotten dreams. But these 3 minutes you can use in a very spiritual, active way. Reflect, how did the day go for you? Why were you so nervous? Who or what were you dependent on? What fears did you have during the day? Why? Are they justified or not? What goals did you follow in your day? Was it another boring day, or did you fix some goals and follow them? Have you changed? What kind of image do you have of yourself? What kind of image would you like to have of yourself? Like this, you can become a little bit active, so to say, by reviewing your day. And after all, your day is a sum total of your, you know, core beliefs, your inside convictions, the substance you are made of. And if you find it out a little bit and see, oh, I'm not made of such a good substance, really not, then you can exchange the not so good with the better. For this practice, I have a very nice prayer for you. This is my fifth point. Pray! Kayena vacca manasendriyaiva Budyat manava nushita svabhava karomi yat yat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samapayami. Whatever I did with my body, whatever I said with my words, whatever I thought with my mind, whatever I perceived with my senses, or understood with my intelligentsia today, I offer to the Supreme Lord Krishna, Haribo. Let us please repeat this all together. This time we can only do it in Croatian, in English. Whatever I did with my body,
whatever I did with my body,
said with my words,
thought with my mind,
perceived with my senses, or understood with my intelligence today, I offer to the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Really? Venu Gopal, can you offer everything which you thought today in your mind to Krishna? Raj Mohan, can you offer everything what you did today? Krishna Jeevani, what you perceived with your senses, like all the food you ate, all the things you saw. Well, this is summer camp, there is a positive input. But can we really offer everything to Krishna? There may be some dark spots in our life which are difficult to offer because they are not yet so pure. This prayer helps you by reflecting a little bit about your life to become more God conscious, to become more spiritual. If you want to do this, this is the big question. Praying is a very good way to become more aware of our lives. When you stand before the Lord and you know, anyways, He knows what's in my heart. I just can't make only good words. To be truthful, then, yes. Another very good way to become aware of a deep things in your mind is to ask for the feedback of near and dear ones. This is one of the reasons why we so much stress the Vaishnava association. The kind Vaishnavas will help us to advance in our spiritual lives. Sometimes I feel in my own life that I'm a little bit afraid of feedback. There is a story about a man who looked all for all his life into a distorted mirror. This man was very ugly. His face somehow went a little to the left side. But because of this distorted mirror, everything looked just perfect. Whatever was too much left was put right again, and he thought he is beautiful like Shishupal. Then, one day, a good-meaning friend presented a nice new crystal mirror to him. And I think it was in the morning. Tired, and he looked into the crystal mirror. Look and behold, a very ugly face looked into his face. Oh, this can't be, he said. This mirror is totally wrong. Let me try it. And he put the mirror before some other object. But the object looked normal. It was a good mirror. Then he took his old mirror and put it before the other object. I think it was a toothbrush or something. And it was also normal. So he could understand. I have now a new mirror And the sad fact is that this new mirror does not lie. I'm an ugly frog. Jabbath. You know what he did? He put up the old mirror, the lying mirror, on the wall, and he broke the new, the correct, the true mirror on the floor. Let us not be like this man when we choose our association. Let us look for true friends, not those who flatter us and who confirm us in our mistakes. Let us not be so afraid. True Vaishnava friends will not hurt us. They will say it discreetly so on and so forth. I remember Satsvarup Maharaj, he is such a person in my life. I'm a little bit from Germany, and these are very offensive people. They always talk too harsh and too long. I somehow felt that, the kind Vaishnavas are so kind, but I'm so... But what is it what I'm doing wrong? And then I said, Satsvarup Maharaj, please give me a feedback. Even if you... what do you think of me? And then Satsvarup Maharaj said very nicely, sometimes you are a little strenuous. They were so kind. Strenuous means... Strenuous, it is tense, it's too tense. And, not intensive, strenuous means like, So it helped me very much. Another time in my life, once I was a big collector for our temple, Schloss Reddershof, collected much money, and then I just felt that this money collecting, something was wrong in me. I just felt this is not how I can advance. And I asked another devotee, my dear godbrother, maybe I should not tell all the names, please give me a feedback. Then he said to me, I still remember it. You can see how good feedback is. You are sometimes a little bit, you know, when you talk with me, I think you want to make me a life member and get a donation from me. You have something in your mind which you don't tell, and you pull me over. Thank you very much. You are so true. So this feedback from Vaishnavas is very, very helpful. Of course, it means we should make some deep Vaishnava friends so that we can be trustful and truthful, and we don't need to be so afraid to be hurt. Yes. Now, I would like to move on and make an experiment with all of you. Sometimes, some people say, thank you very much for these ways to be more introspective. But can you really observe yourself? Do you understand the question? Venugopal, can you really ever get a clear picture of who Venugopal is? This is the question. Anita, can you ever get a clear picture of who you are? Is it difficult? Because, see, you look through your own mind. These are your own glasses. Sanskrit literature, it says, Atmano manjate jagat. One looks through glasses. The way one thinks he thinks, one thinks the whole universe thinks. Haribo. So it's sometimes very difficult to be an objective observer. Is it at all, I want to put now the heavy question to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna, you say one should control his mind, but how to do it? How to grab the thing? Where is it exactly? Many devotees are not really sure in their life that it is possible to change. That's the way I am. This is the way I will stay. Hari, Hari, oh, misery. they doubt that it is possible. In our philosophy, we know that we are the soul and we can direct the mind. Can you see this red dot? It's a laser, by the way. Can you see what's in between the dot and the point? The dot and the instrument. No. But see how I can direct the dead, this point. It wanders all over. It's now one, I think 3 meters away from Virachandra. It comes closer. It is now right above his head. It goes down. Goes more down, and more I can't go down because I would offend Virachandra. In the same way as you can direct a laser, you can direct your mind if you are a little experienced. And I want to give you a little experience of this by meditating with you. I'm aware that this is the most risky part of my seminar because it is a very hot day. You have all swum and eaten and talked a lot and are very tired. But nevertheless, we will take the risk that we will lose maybe 20 members of our audience, and we will teach you a little bit how to meditate. The reason why we do this is to show you by experience how it is possible to direct the mind. All what you have to do is you have to follow what I say. I'm sorry, only for 5 minutes, otherwise don't just think very critical of what I say. Do you think you can do it?
Yes.
Dharmagupta, let's try. Dr. Priya, this is something for serious people like you. Come and meditate with us. First of all, please sit down. as comfortable as you can. I know you're sitting already. Are you sure you're sitting comfortable? Please close your eyes. Relax yourself a little. At the same time, be aware. And start to breathe. Breathe deeply. It's very good air. In the 10th chapter, Krishna says, with the in and outgoing breath, breathing is your friend. Krishna, in some ways. Breathe into your belly. Deeply in, deeply out. the moment, please only concentrate your mind on your in and outgoing breath. When you breathe in, be with your breath. And then you breathe out, then be with your outgoing breath. It will become very easy for you to breathe deeply, and you now please breathe out very deeply. Get all the air out. And then breathe in deeply. We have very good air here. It is so good. Really breathe. And whenever your mind goes somewhere, go back to the breathing. The art is to breathe out very deeply, to breathe out very deeply, then you breathe in very deeply, automatically. Yes, you're breathing very nicely, thank you very much, and please, as I continue to talk, breathe like this, stay with your breath. Now we will start to use our mind. We will start to travel with our mind. Please find out where the air, the inhaling air, touches your body first. You have to watch your nose. Try to find out where the air touches your nose. Is it inside one of the nostrils? Where is it? Is it in the right nostril more than in the left nostril? Some of you have stopped breathing deeply because you concentrate so much with your mind, but keep on breathing deeply. Where does the air touch your body first? Is it a cool sensation? Is it a warm sensation? Now we will wonder more. Please go with your inner mind into your head. Go into the topmost part of your head, where the yogis leave their bodies at the time of death. Now move downwards into your shoulders. Now move through your left arm to your hand. And remember to breathe. Now go up again to your right shoulder, go in your right arm to your hand. Go back again to the right shoulder and then go through your whole trunk, you say in English. That's the upper part of the body. Go slowly. Move to your heart, please. To your stomach. Also full. And move to the upper legs. Down to the lower legs and to the feet. Now please move to your toes. And continue to breathe. Now you can return. Let us go through the legs, to the upper part of our body, and to the head. Please keep on breathing. And now turn your whole attention to the outgoing breath and to the ingoing breath. Really work on your breathing. For a moment, let us meditate how we are all eternal souls. We are not the body. We are inside the body, somewhere in the heart region. And the wonderful thing is, we are a part of Krishna. We go through this world and see good things and bad things according to our perception. But we are always part of Krishna. Always. Now let us do a few deep breathing and then please open your eyes again. Okay.
Ready?
Some of you look more relaxed. May I ask you, could you concentrate your mind? Yeah? All right. With this exercise, I wanted to show you that it is possible to concentrate, our mind, like it is possible to direct a laser. When we do a meditation like this, it is somewhat artificial. This meditation only was meant to show you that it is possible. Please use this wonderful possibility in your life. Don't allow that your mind controls you. Control the mind. Now you might ask yourself why we were breathing so much. See, studies have shown that those persons who breathe very shallow means like this, they are unable to concentrate very well, because they don't get enough oxygen. Breathing is also very important if you feel that in your japa or Gayatri mantra you can't get very deep. Sanatana Goswami recommends a few breathing exercises so that you can chant your Gayatri mantra better and really concentrate your mind on the syllables of the sacred mantra. Don't we all know, sometimes when we are a little, we may need to concentrate because we have to give a speech, and we always breathe, and or when we are sometimes a little angry and nervous, we learn to breathe, and we feel better. Breathing is the bridge into your subconscious. You breathe even when you sleep. It's the thing which you do in the most subconscious or unconscious way. I think you will agree with me that we usually never think about our breathing, our breath. We just do it. So in meditation, we become conscious about this and enter the bridge to our subconscious. Hari Bol. I want to read to you now a meditation which Srila Prabhupada encourages you. But because I cannot speak the sweet Croatian language, our Vira Chanda, my second voice, will read it. We have to put him louder now so that everyone understands. It's a meditation which Srila Prabhupada encourages us.
Pijanje Hare Krishna mantre znači uvijek zadržati Krishnu unutar vašeg srca. To doista nije skupo. Ne morate napraviti vrlo uzvišeno prijestolje za Krishnu. Morate zamisliti, u mome srcu smjestio sam dijamantno prijestolje na kome Krishna sjedi. To je prihvatljivo, zapravo postoji. Čak i ako u svome umu mislite, pripremio sam veoma skupoćeno dijamantno prijestolje jer Krishna dolazi, on će sjesti ondje, to nije pogriješno. To je činjenica. Stoga stavite takvo okružje unutar vašeg srca. Sada je Krishna sjeo, okupat će njegova stopala vodom Gange i Jamune. Sada ga odjelom prvoklasnom skupoćenom odećom, zatim ga ukrašavam nakitom, onda mu dajem jesti. Možete jednostavno misliti na taj način. To je meditacija, Santa Stena Gadavrita. To je tako lijepo. Gdje god da se nalazite, možete sjesti i misliti da Krishna prebiva u vašem srcu i vi ga tako lijepo dočekujete. To nije pogrešno, to je činjenica. Tako je jednostavno.
How do you like this particular segment? For those who could not follow the sweet translation, it was about making a meditative throne, a diamond throne in the heart, meditating by meditation. Or you can build such nice things by meditation, and it doesn't cost anything. And then inviting Krishna to come, and then to give him an abhishek, a bath, and then offer him, for instance, Istrian fix. That's a wonderful preparation. Yes. In our lives, we will go to next portion now. We usually learn in four ways. Please, can you tell me in which way you learn something? By hearing. By experience. From mothers. Others, sorry. From mother, Micah, Dada. Yes, from others, I'm sorry. Yes. Experience, yes, we had already.
By imitating.
By imitating. By seeing, we learn something.
From our own mistakes.
From our own mistakes, we learn something. By listening. By using all our senses, we learn something. By meditation, we learn something. By everything, we learn something. That's all. Yeah. Following instructions, we learn something. This is something to do with experience. You do something and experience something.
Mm-hmm.
In the Vedas, it is said that there are four ways to learn something. And with learning, we mean now not some theoretical knowledge, but wisdom or vijnana. The first is your own experience. For instance, we have learned that the pizza is quite good, but not enough kaperi. by our own experience. We can learn, the second method is, by the experience of others which you can relate to. For instance, I could tell you about the best place in the universe for bathing. I have personal experience of it, and you could learn something from it and also later go to this best place in the universe for bathing. Learn from the experience of others which you can relate to. When someone tells you, I was there and I heard this and it was very good for my own life, and why don't you do it yourself? The third source is from studying and understanding shastras. And the fourth is by accepting the guidance of the Lord within the heart, the Super Soul. We will now see a video. Veerachanda will read us a little bit about what the video is all about. And it's a video where we need to be very critical. Yeah. Please put Veerachanda loud, on loud. Yes, please read the incident. No problem. Say
In also in English or
in also in English, yeah.
Još kao mala djevojčica, sad ima francusko ime koje ne znam pročitati, Ivana je na našem, je čula glasove. 6 godina kasnije, iz sela na francuskom,
say, John de Blulu, you know, something you can say, yeah.
Započela je svoju misiju za ujedinjenje Francuske. Nametnuši se svojom hrabrošću, povela je građane Vancouversa u obranu protiv Burgundijaca kako bi osigurala siguran put do princa Charlesa, legitimnog prestolonaslednika. Poigravši se s njom kao legendom o djevi od Lorraine, on je koristi kako bi podigao vojsku i poslao je da odbrani Orleans. Nakon pobjede, Charles je proglašen kraljem i šalje Ivanu Orleansku u napad na Paris, gdje biva do nogu potučen. Kako bi se izvukao, Charles je odlučio žrtvovati.
Yeah. Let me say it in English. It's about Joan d'Arc. That's a lady, a French lady, who had the feeling that she was instructed by the Super Soul. No, by the Lord. From outside and inside, she heard voices which told her these rascal soldiers from some people, they have to be defeated and have to be driven out of the country. And although she was a martyr, she just very soft-hearted, she understood from the voices inside that this was God who was personally telling her. Please understand the video in the context. We want to study how Krishna can guide us in our spiritual life. Think very critically about it. Ask yourself the question, was this really Krishna who told her? We will have to analyze this.
Analyze bilo. Srce samo jadno da završim da bilo. Srce nije jadno. To smo se skrivali za što je napravo. Da, uvijek se skrivali. Za 10,000 ljudi se prvo će protivati.
I think they were right from here.
Gives us answer. What happens to you when you pray to Krishna? Do you sometimes hear him answer? When you go before the deity, do you believe that he can talk to you and give you instructions? What do you think about this subject? It's important, I think. It's very hot, you say, in the room, or no? Sorry. It is impossible. It is possible. Very possible. In that experiment with Bhakti Chaita Maharaj, I think you have put a question to Lord Krishna, and you have written down what he answered, what you thought he answered, and many in the tent were touched because it felt this was Krishna. So he can talk. Do you think, this is my second question, that you have to be critical? And if yes, why? Govindanandan?
Yes, because we can meet many people that just fantasize so much, and they say, oh, I'm talking with Jesus Christ or something like that. And then they take our time, and then spend some time with them thinking, oh, yes, this is spiritual person, and after some time they just see it is some kind of their projection and they
learn
some kind of love.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we see people who just fantasize, but we think, yes, 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 and then later we see it was just a projection. Mm-hmm. In our scriptures, it is said that the Lord will help those devotees who are sincere in Krishna consciousness. I wish to chant with you a Sanskrit verse and then give you an amazing translation of the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a Gita verse and a purport which may change your whole life. Because when I read the purport, I became very Krishna conscious. Let me say, it did something to me. Please read with me. Tesham satata yuktanam satibhuvatam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenam upayanti te. And again, please. Tesham satata yuktanam dadam buddhi yogam tam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenam upayanti te. In the verse it is said that Krishna talks to his devotees by giving them a special kind of intelligence. An intelligence which guides the devotee to come to Krishna. Let me read to you the translation and the purport. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love. They are the real people, huh? They are constantly devoted to serve Krishna. I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Krishna gives an understanding. Please listen to this verse now, the explanation. I like it very much because it answers a question, like who talks to us really? Is it the four-armed Narayan? What form of God talks to us? Listen, please. This verse of the Bhagavad Gita, 10:10, clearly states how Govinda Deva instructs his bona fide devotees. The Lord declares that by enlightenment, in theistic knowledge, he awards attachment for him to those who constantly engage in his transcendental loving service. And he gives enlightenment and gives attachment. This awakening of divine consciousness fascinates a devotee who thus relishes his eternal transcendental mellow. Such an awakening is awarded only to those convinced by devotional service about the transcendental nature of the personality of God. Yes, many more things which are explained. Very, very nice things. If you wish to read this, our Gorgadatta will write to you for you the reference. It's in the Adi Lila. Chapter 1, text 49. It's a wonderful verse, explanation to this verse by Srila Prabhupada, which tells that for a devotee of Krishna, Lord Krishna will personally appear in the heart and he will become very, very active there. I will now make one last point for this seminar and then I will ask for possible questions which have arisen for these different subject matters. But before making the point, I just wish to say something else. I want to say something personal. Don't worry, it's not like in the Christian church where people get up and say hallelujah and then start to talk. My dear devotees, I was for a very long time reading this verse. I thought, Krishna talks to his devotees. Yes, but not to me. I'm too fallen. And to believe this would mean I'm a sahajiya, a sentimental mataji. Krishna will never talk to me, maybe even to many lives and deaths. Then I found letters just by, I would say, so-called accident, where Srila Prabhupada said that we can actually come in contact with the super soul. He had written this letter to a devotee who was only was only 1 year in the movement. When this devotee had a problem, Prabhupada said, listen to the super soul. The Lord will tell you. I remember that did something to me. I understood that Krishna is very enthusiastic to guide us back home, back to Godhead. But if we always doubt, if we always think, it doesn't work, then Prabhupada said Krishna does not talk to a nonsense. So what I would like to share with you, I don't know, when you want to make a very deep point, you get up usually and you raise your hands in the air. I'm trying to do this, but I don't know if I reach you. But I will try. Please be convinced that Krishna is in your heart, even if in the non-devotee's heart he's there, but the devotee can know him. And Krishna will give you intelligence how to go through your life. You know what is the benefit of this? You will become a little bit freer in your spiritual life. You will know also different situations in your life, how to move. Please do not always doubt this. And you will become, this is a new time, you will become independent. When we are a little independent minded, you know, and but we want spiritual life very much, then this connection is very good. Ultimately, we all, as spiritualists, need this connection to the Lord, that He speaks to us. Otherwise, after some time, when we have no experience of Krishna consciousness, we will become again normally osavas. It is dangerous for a devotee to become a normally osava. Normally osava means maya osava. Correct? Yes. This is what I wanted to say in standing. Now I will sit down again. But please don't, please be with me. In the second canto of the Bhagavatam, for this you need a little, this will be now philosophy, a little strainous. Prabhupada is giving us a way, and we can call it empirical way, where we think very deeply how to become aware that Krishna is in our heart. He suggests a type of intellectual meditation. For this one, you don't have to close your eyes and breathe, because it's not, it's an intellectual one. He says, first of all, if you want to become aware of the super soul, you should think about the simple thing that I exist. You exist. You are totally different from your two neighbors. I am an individual soul. The next thing is that you can think about how you are dependent on nature. For instance, now it's a little hot and we are a little And hopefully it soon is over, this seminar. Yes, it is soon over. I'm dependent on nature. The third, dependent, for instance, on the weather, on health, on food, which is imported from the pizza stand. We are dependent on these external things in our well-being. Also in our perceptions. Imagine the sun would go down now. We would ask, where are you? What's going on? We wouldn't be able to see without the grace of the nature, of the sun in this case. The third point is meditate on how you are dependent on the direction of intelligence. Have you ever done mistakes? Yes. This meant that your intelligence maybe was not so active at that time. And have you ever done something right? Yes. This means you had good intelligence at that moment. And this was given to you. It is given to you. Prabhupada says, like a father who tells his child, do this now, do that now. In this way, we sometimes get intelligence. I always notice this when I see one of you, you know, I want to tell the name because it's very polite to say the name and very impolite to always forget the name. And, you know, then you look at someone and then you say, ah, don't say. And then you say, Srijani. And it's correct. Yeah. This is me at the last moment, the super soul gave you the name. This is so wonderful, if you think about this, that the Lord can help you. I remember still to this day, and this is the point with which I'm concluding, how we went with Prabhupada through the Vondelpark in Amsterdam one early morning. We were going and going, and then there were all kinds of hippies lying like used newspapers on the lawn, like red newspapers. And we were walking and Prabhupada were taking their Richmond son, but they are so frustrated that they lie on the earth like beggars in India. And then all of a sudden, as we were walking, Prabhupada stopped. And we all stopped. Prabhupada looked into a tree, and in the tree we saw a bird's nest like this, and a little petite. A little bird standing on the end, on the edge of the bird or the nest, and thinking if he should fly, yes or no. Today we went bathing, and there was our well-trained Jana Janmani, and he was, you know, it was very high, and you can from the mountain, and he was thinking, should I jump, yes or no? Then we all said, you can do it, no problem. We are here in the water. Then it just went like, and went into the water. It was a beautiful thing. And I think it was filmed by the Croatian television. There was a camera there. So the bird was in a similar situation. Should I not? And then Prabhupada was there, and he started to encourage the bird. And the bird looked at Prabhupada, and we also were there, yes, no problem, we are here, you know. It was such a nice communication, human being, pure devotee to the bird. And all of a sudden the bird got the courage together and parted, threw himself into the air, and somehow landed. It was not extremely elegant, but it was all right. So then Prabhupada turned to us and asked, from where does he know how to fly? And then Prabhupada used to, sometimes we knew in his disciples, Prabhupada wanted now some good argument. And one devotee immediately said, instinct, Prabhupada, instinct. This is just a bird. They do not know. And he was explaining that what we can interpret as instinct, that intuitive knowledge, is really the guidance of the super soul, who is in every living being and guides their ways. So the bird has no possibility to find out, to make some contact with the super soul. He just gets some intelligence, some, you know. Do you know that in order to land with an airplane, you need 17 or 18 different operations to land? Boeing. A bird also needs many things, you know, how to make little feathers, how to... what is the position of the legs, and it's not so uncomplicated. So how does the bird know all this? It's the super soul, but he can't make contact. You can make contact. Hare Krishna. And therefore tomorrow we don't have a seminar, because we celebrate Jamashtami. The day after tomorrow we also don't have a seminar, because we celebrate Prabhupada's appearance day. But on Friday at 5 o'clock we want to continue, and we will start to give different ways how you can establish this contact with the super soul. Please remember that this will be a very serious thing. Prabhupada said, there is a television within your heart. It is not that you have to purchase the television set. It is there in your heart. And God is also there. You can see Him. You can hear Him. You can talk with Him, provided you repair the machine. And this repairing process is Krishna consciousness. So, starting with Friday, we will go into some deep repairing work of our heart, so that we can perceive Krishna, not only in an intellectual way, in an empirical way, and certainly not in a speculative way, but in a spiritual, affectual way. I want to thank you very much that you have listened so kindly. I'm also very relieved that we went through all of this. Let me summarize for you what we have covered today. First, we started with a few practices like diary writing or getting feedback to become a little bit more aware of our mind, which is in the way between us and the super soul. Then we have learned a little bit a mechanical way of meditation, which showed us that it is possible to direct the mind like the laser, but we need a little practice. We have heard about a meditation about the Lord in the heart. This is a diamond throne meditation. We have seen a video where, from another tradition, someone, Jean d'Arc, this French revolutionary, got some inspiration, and we have discussed a little bit if this was about this inspiration. And then we have heard about the empirical way, the intellectual way to understand that there is the Lord in the heart. And finally, we have heard that it is possible for us to make a contact with the Lord of the heart, because we are not birds, or we are human beings. Hare Krishna. Now I want to end. We have 4 more minutes, but I will do a little bit. We have 8 more minutes because we started a little late, but then we will end. Any questions? Yes, Prabhuji.
I want to thank you for a very nice lecture. You said about the importance of association with devotees. And I noticed that about association, isn't it sometimes a little illusory about ourselves? Because association of devotees bring us higher. And for example, if we go home for a few days, we are can be completely in Maya, don't get up, don't read, we don't have a taste for chanting, and we see where we are in reality. We are not so, for myself, I can tell that I'm not so high. And how can we really know where we are? And can you explain?
How? Our devotee was saying, maybe sometimes the association of devotees puts us into an illusory understanding of who we are. Just go home and see where you are. You may be totally a Maya in a few days. Hari Bol. So how can we really see where we are? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada compares our heart with a garden. There is the Bhakti Lata Beach, Krishna consciousness, but there are also weeds, like the desire for our own profit, the desire for recognition. Then there is unacceptable behavior in our hearts, we desire that, and envy towards others. There are weeds. And Prabhupada says, only a sincere devotee will be able to identify the weeds. Sometimes when you are not sincere, you can think the weeds are your own advancement. I'm so famous. Everyone knows my name. I'm a good devotee. Sometimes this happens. So, what protects you is really the sincerity. What do you wish in your life? When you wish really Krishna and not the other benefits around, you know, the benefits, I mean, the other things around which happen in spiritual life, like maybe healthy, or you may be quite well situated, and so on. If you really know Krishna, then you want to know Krishna, and if you want to become Krishna conscious, if you are sincere, then you will know. Otherwise, you will not know. I once heard a very nice lecture, which I want to tell you. Sincerity, this English word, the Sanskrit word is iskrenens, isn't it? The local word, yes. What is it? Iskrenas. Sincerity, the English word, comes from the Latin sincera, without vex. Then the Roman Empire expanded, the marble industry expanded, because everyone wanted to build with marble, the best building material. And there was a boom in the marble industry. But because they were businessmen, they were selling low-class marble, which they had prepared with wax. You know, they have put wax on the defect places. Wax, you understand? Wax. Yeah. They put it, and it looked like first-class marble. So then they started to build, and when there was summer, this wax came dripping down. And you could see, they looked like carrier's teeth, these buildings. They were carrier's-infected teeth. So in the same way, sometimes you may find yourself in a situation where your facade is with wax, with illusion, not the right substance. You have something else. But I can give you, I can tell you from my own experience, the sun will shine, the Krishna sun will shine on your wax, and it will drip out. and then it is very clear how you are. And sometimes it's very clear to everyone else except us. This can happen. But then everyone else at one point will tell us. In other words, before you are exposed, become sincere. It's better. It's not so painful if you correct yourself than if the whole world corrects you. Instead, yes, Babuji, yes.
Šta po vama najviše osigurava zdrav duhovni život? Koji je najbolji lijek? Koji vi preporučujete?
According to you, what is the best medicine for a healthy spiritual life?
For health? And
for the healthy spiritual life.
Uh-huh. For health or help?
Healthy spiritual life.
Se hari nama cha, lau tu mi mahadi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am the doctor. I have brought the medicine to cure all your diseases. Se hari nama mantra. It is the holy name. Sveto imene. Yes. But you have to chant it without offenses. Especially avoiding the offense of inattention. So, okay, we will have two more questions. Our devotee from Rohini Nandan Prabhu.
Govinda Deva, koji govori
yeah.
srce. Ja sam mislio, ako neko osjeća ljubav pre nekom božanstvu, ne treba nekoga gornita, neko voli Goranga, neko se, on smatra da je taj glas iz srca dolazi od njegovog voljena božanstva. Je to Govinda Deva, koji kaže Prabhupada, koji govori srce.
Who is speaking? I have a very nice text from Brahma Sanghita by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about this. He says, really, it's the deity you are most attached to. Krishna is everything. Krishna is Govinda, Krishna is Gopinath, Krishna is Madan Mohan, Krishna is Gunya Bihari. And to, on that deity where you fix yourself on, I am in the process of writing a new book called Death, the Gate to Life. It's already the title is wild, I know, but the book is very deep. If Krishna allows me to write it, I only did 2.5 chapters till now. And there I have studied what different people see at the time of death. It's interesting. A good Christian sees Jesus coming, taking him. A good Buddhist says sees the Amitabha Buddha of the Golden Land. He is there, I can see him. And Kathy, who died from brain cancer, said at the moment of her death, she jumped out of her bed and said, can you see him? Can you not see him? He is here. And then she happily died. Everyone looked around. Koga? Whom Shikaji thought, I cannot tell you, because she died too early, to say. And a good devotee of Krishna will see Krishna. The goal of our Krishna consciousness is ekantika bhakti, bhakti where our mind becomes fixed on one Ishta Devata, and he will talk to us. Listen to this, please. The phrase, this is now, you will have to concentrate a little because it's difficult English from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The phrase in their hearts means Krishna is visible in proportion as their hearts are purified by the practice of devotion. The sum and substance of this shloka is that the form of Krishna, who is Syama Sundara, Natavara means the best of dancer, Murali Dhara, the holder of the flute, Tribanga, triple bending, is not a mental concoction but is transcendental and is visible with the eye of the soul of the devotee under trance. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented here on the verse, one will see the Lord in the heart by, with the eyes which are salved with the balm of devotion. And what devotion you have to what deity, that deity will receive. This is our last question by Syama Priya. Never the presence. Why is he so stupid? Why is the mind so stupid? Asked Syama Priya. That the mind always thinks of the past and of the future, but we are never fully here. Why is he so stupid? Syama Priya, there are two functions of the mind, and if you understand them, you will understand why he goes. One is the mind likes to lament. And the other is it likes to make plans and hanker for some, oh, when I do this, that will work. That will be very good. If I can only be, and then you can put in your word, you can put in your word, more this and that, or if I can only be more rich, or if I can only be married, that's a good idea, if I can only be a rock and roll singer in Krishna consciousness, if I can only have Vinobats, then, this, now, lamenting is usually about something which happened to me, something which is in the past, and hankering is about something which has not yet happened now, but which will happen in the future. The mind's two functions are hankering and lamenting. Hankering, it goes into the future, and lamenting, it is in the past. Something which has already happened, which is not. So, yes, this is why the mind is doing it. It has to do with, it's a muscle of the mind. It works in two ways, contracting and stretching. Contracting, stretching. Hankering, lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. We, in Krishna consciousness, want to train another muscle, that is to practice some Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very much. I would like to take more questions and answer much longer, but we want to have our time attack. I'm very, very encouraged because now I'm over the difficult period. The difficult was actually yesterday. And now we get entering into spiritual subjects. And I really think Friday, we will have three more sessions, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning the conclusion of it. I would be very glad if I could serve you with some very nice subjects which we have, and do some things. I wish you a very nice seminar day, and please, tomorrow is Krishna's appearance day. It's a transcendental birthday celebration. Please calculate your energies in such a way that you will be awake and well. Especially I want to invite you to join with us in a transcendental Naam Yajna, which will take place from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And it will not be boring, but highly exciting. Hare Krishna. So be ready for that and other things as well. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Radha Kunya Bihari ki jai.